This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. We have ways of storing our electronic data in the cloud, but the material things in our lives still require physical storage. Occupancy rates in many storage warehouses are approaching capacity. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, developers and even startups are seeing this as an opportunity.
You've heard about the big brick-and-mortar apocalypse, right? Well, as more malls, supermarkets, and furniture stores fold up, self-storage developers are moving in.
Storage is a big business. It's a big business that very few people ever talk about.
Michael Pau is the CEO of Trove, a San Francisco-based storage startup. He says the market for mini storage could soon grow into a $30 billion niche.
I think the latest statistics are that 1 in 11 American households currently rents a storage unit.
But even with a trend toward urban living, with its smaller homes and apartments, people are still accumulating things.
People have more stuff than space. That's just true.
Simon Rothman is a partner at the venture capital firm Greylock. In terms of a real estate investment, he says storage makes a lot of sense.
You put a metal box on a piece of land off the highway, put a padlock on it, and you get what amounts to almost, you know, an annuity.
As mini storage is cheap and easy to build, some cities are worried they might swallow up real estate that could otherwise be used to generate more jobs. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.